We are up to Yardea, Siman Kuf Tezvav Siv Beis, the long-awaited sugya of Gvinas Akum, which we kind of been dancing around because it is alluded to in Sif Aleph a couple of times. So, Gvinas Akum, as opposed to, as we pointed out, as opposed to Chalav Akum, which is a considerable machlokes, was it a real, full-fledged Gzera Derabanan, or is it just a practical thing? We have to make sure that there's no not kosher milk. There was a whole discussion. Everyone seems to agree that Gvinas Akum is a full-fledged Gzera Derabanan, and it is going to be 100% usur, no matter what, unless it is done properly. Now, the Mishnah in Avodah Zarah, Daf Chav Tes Amud Beis, tells us that Rabbi Shmuel asked Rabbi Yeshua while they were walking on the road, "Mipnei ma osur gvinos of the kochavim? Why did they forbid the cheese of the Eino Yehudi?" Amar lo, "Mipnei shema amidin oso bekeva shel nevela." Now the way you turn milk into cheese is by mixing in something called rennet. Rennet comes from the lining of the intestines of an animal. And therefore, they were using the lining of the intestines of an animal that was not shechted properly. And therefore, what turns the milk into cheese is this nevela. And that is a problem, which we'll discuss more in a minute. Now, the Gemara goes on to give a lot of other reasons. It was left uncovered, so it's a problem of Megulin to leave liquids uncovered because a snake can get to it. That we will discuss at length.
Which liquids?
The milk. The milk is left uncovered until it turns into cheese overnight. Okay, well, we'll discuss that at length. That's the next siman. Kufta Zayin talks about leaving liquids uncovered. And then there's an issue, even though we learned that milk can't, non-kosher milk can't turn into cheese, but it can be stuck in the holes of the Swiss cheese. It can be kind of stuck in the middle. Then there's a discussion. They used to use lard, and they would use some of Avodah Zarah Dika wine, perhaps, and Orla. There's a whole slew of reasons over there. But the main reason brought down in Shulchan Aruch is this, using the lining of the stomach of the nevela. Now, Tosus over there, Tosus actually a daf lamid hay, okay, has a lengthy discussion. Okay, let's jump into the Shulchan Aruch. Kuftes vav sifbeis. Gvinas hagoyim asruha. They asked the gvinas hagoyim. Mipnei shema'amidin osa ba'or kevas shchitasam. Because they will put it into the or. It doesn't really mean or, but it just means the stomach line. Or kevas shchitasam. The keva is the stomach that they shechted, continues the Shulchan Aruch, which means shehi nevela. Okay, now, or hide of an animal is not necessarily not kosher. It's not edible, it's not kosher. But it was a part of the stomach, which was a nevela. Now, if you look at the Ber Heitev, Sifkaton Yud Beis, Hari Migash, Hiksha, Lama Lo Yehe Batu B'Shishim. Apparently, it was a little bit of this rennet. I don't know if they put it into a whole thing. I mean, it sounds like they put the milk into the lining of the stomach. Or you could take a piece of the stomach and put it into the milk. So, but you don't need so much of this lining. It's very powerful stuff. And you just put in a little bit. So it should be Balto B'Shishim. So the Rimi Gash asks, why isn't it Balto B'Shishim? V'tireitz da'avi iser ma'imid v'oser b'kol shehu. Because when we've touched on this in the past, when the iser, the nevela, is maimed, it turns it, it changes its form from a liquid to a solid, from milk to a cheese, so that's called maimed. Maimed is not usr, it's not batel, it's usr b'mashehu. Because you see, even a little bit has a drastic effect on the milk, and therefore it's going to be usr even b'mashehu. Okay. Now, because this is a gzerah, gvinas akum, continues the Shulchan Aruch, even if you can make cheese, which you can, out of synthetic material or something that grow plants, things that grow, so there's obviously no iser nevela, it's still going to be usr. Why is it going to be usr? Because Chazal made a gzera, full-fledged gzera. Look at the Shach Sifkat and Yud Tes. They made Xera on all cheese of the Ein Yehudi. Bein Hem Yidua B'davar Iser. Bein Hem Yidua B'davar Mutter. It doesn't matter what they used. Rambam Vaposkim. Vayim Vaposkim Shekosu O Ta'amim Acherim Azer. So there's different reasons brought down in the Gemara. Now, Tosis says something very important. Tosis goes on to say that basically, not like the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch had just quoted the Rambam. This is a Xera across the board. And Tosis brings down an opinion that, no, there are reasons. We have to figure out what the main reason is. The Shulchan Aruch has the main reason is that they used the Nevela. But if you know that they didn't use the Nevela, it's okay. Even though it's Gvinas Akum. There's no Xera Gvinas Akum. Just you have to make sure it was done properly. Usually it's done improperly. But if you know it's done properly, you know the guy, in this country, they don't use rennet. They only use synthetic materials. They only use plant-based materials. So then Tosu says that that will be okay. He says, Gam go, first he brings down Rabbeinu Tam. The real reason is because it's left uncovered. And uncovered milk, we're afraid of snakes. And we're going to learn in Siman Kufta Zayin that nowadays we don't have snakes. So we're not afraid the snake drank from the liquid and put in his poison. So therefore it's going to be okay. And then Tosus goes on to say that the Gaone Narvona, the Gaonim of the town of, sounds like Narvona, of the town of Narvona, Hiturobim Koman, because where they lived, it was, they only used plant-based materials, they didn't have to worry about the Nevela, and they held it was Mutter. And they held, there's no Gzera across the board against Goyish cheese. The Gzera is, make sure that you don't have problem A, B, C, D, F, and G. If you don't have problem A, B, C, D, F, and G, it's okay. But the Rambam holds not like that. Shulchan Aruch holds not like that. Even if you know that they did it without Sabin, it's Gvinas Akum, it's going to be Asim. Hagah, note, says Rambam. V'chein ha-minig. The minig is like the Rambam, not like the Gaoni Narvona. There's across the board Gzera of low plug. Doesn't matter how they make it. You can have 100% certainty how they made it. Gvinas Akum is Asim. Hagad no says Ramah v'chena minig. The ain lifros get there. Don't breach the fence. Im lo b'makom shenagu b'im heter mi kadmonim. Unless you're in a place which has a minig that it's mutter based on early sources. What are those early sources? Those early sources are the source that Tosus brings from the Gaone Navarna. So, the Ramah goes with the Shulchan Aruch, and he says, we hold this in across the board. Zera, it's a Rambam, it's a Rajba, smag. It doesn't matter if the reasons are not relevant. Makes no difference. Lo plug, Gvinas Akum is Aser. No ifs, ands, or buts. It's Aser. The Rambam supports that, but then he says, unless there's a place that has a tradition from the Gaone Navorna. Now, in the Sefer Pesachim Metshuvas, he points out that there are no places nowadays that have a tradition that Gvinas Akum is Mutter, and he proves it from the fact that when the Chochmas Adam and the Levush bring down this halacha, they leave out those last few words of the Ramah. Unless someone has a tradition from early sources that it's Mutter, that tradition no longer exists, and therefore Gvinas Akum is binding on all of Klal Yisrael. Now, Rav Avadya brings down that in a tremendous Shasad Chag for people who are for kids, for babies, whatever, he uses this as a leniency. But in a regular case, the Gvinas Akum is going to be Asim. Now, what does that mean? Does that mean that every cheese-making plant needs to have these frum guys sitting there actually making the cheese? So continues the Ramah. The im ha'Yisroel ro'as yes ha'gvinos v'achaliva mutter v'chein ha'minik poshe b'chol medinos elu. The Ramah says, you know what? We need to take Gvinas Akum and turn it into Gvinas Yisroel. We just need Jewish supervision. He just needs to watch it. He doesn't need to actually do it. He just needs to watch it. This is a somewhat controversial psak of the Ramah. The Shach is vehemently opposed. Look at the Berhetev, Sifkatan Yudalad. Sifkatan Yudalad. V'ashach cholek al dizah. The Shach disagrees with the Ramah. The Ramah says it's enough. The Jew oversees the process. He sees the cheese-making process. That's good enough. He doesn't have to actually do something. The Shach disagrees. Upasak afilu yisur roakol. The Shach holds even if the Jew sees everything. Afilu haki aser. Because man shall over kochavit mosek vinos. As long as it's the Eidu Yehudi himself making the cheese, it's gvinas akum and it's aser. Va'raya is a beautiful raya. Da afilu ba'asavim aser mishum delo plug. Okay, that's. There's another raya that I appreciate. So he says, even if you know that it's made from synthetic materials, it's aser. So it's not a question that you're watching. That's not the issue. We know it's kosher. In theory, it's kosher, but it's not kosher because gvinas akum. You have to the Jew has to have an active part of the process. Otherwise, there's a low plug and it's going to be aser. In case who atin ra'asha aser no bekachavim. Watching it is just like knowing that he used kosher materials. It's not good enough. Now he has a beautiful raya behind him. The Masisintan Stama Gvinos of the Kochavim Asurin. The Mishnah says Gvinas Akum Aser. It doesn't Vagabe Chalava Ove Kochavim Tanan. But when it comes to the milk, we had two Mishnayas. One of Daf Lamed A, one of Daf Lamed Tes. Chalav Shechov Ove Kochavim the Ein Yisro Ro'eu Aser. The Ima Yisro Ro'eu Mutter. Two different Mishnayas. There it spells out. If the Jew sees it, it's good. If the Jew doesn't see it, it's bad. It doesn't say that by cheese. So says the Shach, brought down here in the Berhetev, Sifkatan Yedalid, Alma de Begvinos, Ein Chiluk, Bein Ra'a Asiyas Agvinos Alau. The fact that the Mishnah makes a distinction between the Jew watching the milking and not watching the milking, but he doesn't make that distinction by the cheese, means that cheese, that doesn't help. It helps by the milk. Chalav Yisrael. He just has to watch. He doesn't have to actually milk the cow. But by cheese, it's not enough to watch. Otherwise the Mishnah would have said, watch the cheese. He didn't say watch the cheese. Watching the cheese is not good enough, says the Shach. In Cain, Tzarech, Lahazi, L'shomim, Shalchim, Ovdi, Kochavim, Shosin, Gvinos, Limkal, Yisrael. Therefore, those people who are overseeing the cheese-making process, says the Shach, you have to tell them, Shayisrael, Yasimu, Akeva, L'tocha, Chalav. The Jew has to have an active part of the process, like Bishol, Bishalakum. It's not enough that the Jew is looking at everything. He has to have a role. Turn on the fire, turn up the food, or whatever the role is, which we discussed at length in Siman Kuf Yud Gimel. So to over here, so the Shach, he has to have an active role. He's got to put the rennet, whatever, not the non-rennet, the kosher rennet. He has to put the material that's being used into the milk. It's not enough to oversee it. V'imlav ha'givinos kulan asuros. And if not, it's all aser. So the Ramah holds it's mutter. As long as the Jew watches the process, it's gvinas Yisrael. The Shach says that's not good enough. It's still gvinas akum unless the Jew takes an active role. Okay, this is a major league machlokas haposkim. With tremendous ramifications. Look at the Pisrei Tshuva Sifkatam Vav, V'chein HaMinik. The Ramah says the Minik is that it's enough to just watch the milk, watch the cheese process. Ayin Berheite B'Shem Shach, which we just saw. V'ayin B'Shuz Nodi B'Huda. Shehechriya Kedibri Ramah. The Nodi B'Huda sides with the Ramah. V'lo K'Hashach V'Tazu Prichadash. Wow. It's a Shach and a Taz and a Prichadash are all against the Ramah. However, the Nodi Huda sides with the Ramah. The Chen Har Minchas Yaakov, also on the side of the Ramah. Vapritoah, the cost of Shekein Pashad HaMinig. And they said that that is the Minig. That's also the Psak of the Aruch HaShulchan. And we're Zoyche here to a Psak from the Mishnah Berurah. The very end of Aruch Chaim, Hilcha Shabbos, Siman Shin Zayin. It says there in the Ramah, when any Yehudi makes a cheese on Shabbos, the Jew watches it, and then he can buy the cheese. And then the Mishnah Berurah says, Sifkatan Ayin Tes. He's watching it. Why is he watching the cheese making? Kedei Shiuchal Achakach Liknosu Mimenu. Okay, you might think it's a Shabbos problem. It's Hilcha Shabbos. It's not a Shabbos problem. And this way, you're allowed to buy the cheese afterwards. The cheese is kosher. And then the Sharatziyun. Sifkatan Tzadi. Says the Sharatziyun. Ayin Shach Yeradeh Asav Simon Kuf Tezvav. That's our Shach. The Cholek Al Ramah. The Shach Hose is no good to watch. You have to have an active role. Here, we just talk about watching. It's the same Ramah. Ramah the Shittah. So it's enough to watch. The Cholek Al Ramah Shem Demati Ki Agav Mehagvinos La'ochlon. The Ramah Hose, if you watch the process, it's Gvinos, it's all you're allowed to eat it. Acha Minchas Yaakov Maskimi Ma Ramah. The Minchas Yaakov sides with Ramah, says the Sharatian. The Chebi Nodi Behuda, as we just saw in the Pesachet Tshuva. The Heviya Mechach Masadam. And it's brought in Mechach Masadam. So here the Mishnah Berurah also seems to be siding with Ramah. And this is the Minig, most cautious organizations, certainly in Chutz Laretz. I don't know about Eretz Yisrael. This is the Psak of the OU. And they explain that's why kosher cheese is very expensive. Because we need to send the mashgiach there and he needs to be there, oversee the entire process. And that's very costly and very time-consuming. Now, one more thing. What about what we call in Hebrew, okay, the word that we've been using, the word cheese. So the cheese that we've been discussing up to now is hard cheese. I don't know, in Hebrew it's called gvina tzehuba, I guess yellow cheese. What about cottage cheese and sour cream and all those other soft, milky, cheesy things? So that's a very big discussion. Now, some hold, the Chachmas Adam and Aruch HaShulchan seem to go to Chumrah, and they say it's a low plug. The gvina zakum is aser, hard cheese, soft cheese, it's aser. Others point out, Ramosha amongst them, is that there are many reasons that the cheese is like gvina's akum is aser. But we paskin that the real reason is because you use the rennet to turn it from milk into cheese. But that's only when you're turning it into cheese. They don't need to use rennet to turn it into cottage cheese and sour cream and this and that. It kind of happens by itself, or whatever, they apply some heat, whatever they do to it, to curdle it, but you don't need the rennet. And therefore, there's room to say that the gzeira against gvinas akum is like hard cheese and does not relate to soft cheese. The one who asked Rav Moshe Feinstein this question was actually Rav Shimon Schwab, the Rav of the Yekesh HaKehila in Washington Heights, who himself was Adam Gadol Ma'or. And Rav Shimon Schwab wants to come out and make a big macha and say that it's awesome. And Rav Moshe tells him, you know, not so fast, you know, there's room to say it's mutter. Rav Moshe doesn't seem super excited that it's mutter. He just says, you know, don't get up publicly and announce that it's aser. It's not so simple that it's aser, because you don't need to use this ingredient of the nevela in making these soft cheeses. So the OU comes out lakula in the shaila based on the svar of Rav Moshe, even though Rav Moshe himself did not seem to love it. You know, he didn't paskin 100% with this at all. He just brought down the reason why it might be mutter. And then in the article I read from the OU, they bring up Rav Henkin, who was also one of the postgame of the previous generation, who was actually a neighbor of Rav Moshe Feinstein. He came out lakula, and based on that, the OU is makel on soft cheeses that, as long as you know that it's kosher, that's okay. We don't have the gzera of gvinas akum does not extend to soft cheeses. What the Hachsherim and Eretz, what the Eid HaCharedis holds, I don't know. I would think they would be more machmir. It's easier in Eretz Yisrael to be more machmir because the cheeses are all made in Eretz Yisrael. But that is the synopsis of the sugya of Gvinas Akum, Yoredea Kuftes Vav Beis. The rest of the Ramah we did yesterday.